And it is time, amen, we are moving forward in our service with the essence of why we came here. Why we came here, the everything in the service leads up to the what? Word of God. And at this time, without any further ado, Deacon Howard Gavin will be ministering to us today the gospel of the grace of God. The only gospel that should be preached in this dispensation of God's sovereign grace. God bless you here. And as we move forward again, Deacon Howard Gavin will come forward now to deliver the message of the hour, the gospel of the grace of God. Deacon Howard Gavin.
Hallelujah. Amen. Church, say amen. Glory. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Amen. I see that you are, like me, excited about God's word and about Jesus and about having, not trying to get, having life everlasting. Let's pray that we might obtain enablement in this hour of need. Our righteous and eternal God, our Father, Lord, we just thank you much for your goodness, your grace. We thank you, Lord, for all these that are present immediately and for those that will listen in and look in through the web broadcast, Lord, that you have given us for that purpose. My God, that it would reach and serve and service those throughout the earth. Oh, God, we pray your enablement, your help, your blessing, Lord God, your enlightenment now upon these here and those, Lord, everywhere. Bless, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to where I always start, in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Elder Liverman will be our designated reader. And I will be speaking in the light and the context of the document that I have been for some time, God's sovereignty in election to salvation. God's sovereignty in election to salvation. Sovereignty, simply put, means supreme power or authority, and possessing supreme or ultimate or absolute power or authority. God's sovereignty, God's absolute right, God's, amen, supreme power and authority in election. Election is the act or the instance of choosing or choice. The instance or the act of choosing. Election to something. Us unto salvation or our eternal relationship or sonship position in Christ Jesus. Notice I said eternal, not for time, but eternally. God did this. Salvation is not a fire escape, but it is deliverance from sin. God delivered us from sin and its consequences. You say, well, I don't know about that. But you are in the flesh in manifestation. But in actualization, God's actual decree, we have been delivered from sin. Sin is gasping with death in regards to the believer. It is preservation of or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. I'm talking about ultimate harm, ruin, or loss. I know the streets are dangerous. The world is dangerous. And things can happen as God has preordained them. But ultimately, as Elder Liverman said on one of several occasions, if a nuclear explosion goes off in your backyard or in your living room, we're safe. This life, this manifested existence in the flesh, is already gone according to God. but we have eternal life in him to whom we belong. We're not trying to get it. We have it. Eternal life in Christ. I'm reading from the document two very short paragraphs before we go into the first setting, scripture setting of our message today. I'm reading from the document, again, God's sovereignty in election to salvation. The Grace Gospel Church Ministry believes and teaches the absolute sovereignty of God in election of individuals to salvation. We believe that our designated assignments to everlasting life were preordained, that is, predetermined, in eternity before the creation of the world. We fully realize that this doctrinal position has been disputed and contested from the time our beloved Apostle Paul wrote his epistles until the present time, and will continue to be debated up to the moment of our Lord Jesus Christ coming for his church, which is the body of Christ. No other of God's elect have that distinction or that designation or that placement as the body of Christ but us in the grace dispensation. And it was revealed in the mystery that was revealed to the Apostle Paul for us, the grace church, that we and we alone are Christ's body. No other of his elect, no other of those blessed eternally, which all they abide in the eternal earth, are blessed in having that distinction as us, amen, the grace church, in this, the grace dispensation, we are the body of Christ. They are eternally blessed, but eternally blessed in the earth as their abode. We are blessed eternally in the heavenlies in Christ. All creation, hallelujah, belongeth unto us, as we are Christ's, his body. The writings herein are intended to allow the scriptures, and this is what we will do, the word of God, properly exegeted, that means to explain and bring out or extract the literal meaning through interpretation of the scriptures, and rightly, properly exegeted, rightly divided word of God to convey the truth in love. We pray that God will give illumination and elucidation, explanation that makes something clear according to his will. We only ask that God's people, we'll read our commentary of the following verses of Ephesians chapter 1. You can find them on the webcast. The documents are all there for your reading and enlightenment. Ephesians chapter 1, as well as other supporting scriptures, which we'll have today as well, with an open heart, and give all the praise and credit, because he has done all. He has elected us. He has chosen us. He has saved us. All the credit to him, Christ, God, for his magnificent deeds. Now, we are going to the scriptures, amen, and are going to scripturally, we pray of God, scripturally prove. God has to give the enlightenment, but we are going to scripturally set forth through exegesis or interpretation God's election of some to salvation. And after which, we will give a contrasting or submit contrasting scriptures of the difference of those that are graced of God unto salvation as opposed to those that are not graced. All right, Elder, if you will, begin reading Ephesians chapter 1 and draw your attention also those before me. Ephesians chapter 1, beginning verse 1, verses 1 and 2 from the King James Version, and verses 3 through 7 from the interlinear Greek text. Elder Lippman.
Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, 1 and 2 in the King James.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
All right.
Grace to you.
We're only faithful in Christ. He is the faithful one. But we are in him. We are of him. We are only faithful in him. He has to cause it, enable it. All right. Grace what?
Grace to you.
Grace to you. Grace.
And peace.
And peace. Where from?
From God our Father.
From God our Father.
And the Lord Jesus Christ.
And the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace. No merit. No work in getting saved. Grace to us. All right, go ahead and read, Ellen.
Verse 3. Blessed the God and Father.
From the interlinear Greek text. Blessed
the
God and Father.
Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us.
Of the Lord of us.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. It identifies him. He is not our king. He is Israel's king, and those Gentiles that will be joined to Israel in blessing in the eternal earth. He is not our king. That is him being Israel and the Gentiles blessed in blessing with Israel is according to God's promise to David, the Davidic covenant. Jesus Christ will reign, amen, in the earth over Israel and those joined to Israel eternally. We are his body. We abide where he is because we are his body. But all creation is in him. Think spiritually now, not naturally physically. Can't get but so much in a body, physical. But the spiritual one, our Lord Jesus Christ, all creation abides in him. So all creation is ours. All creation. All that is. Amen. We are inheritors of. All right. Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ. What?
The heaven bless us.
Not in time, but eternally. The having blessed us. The having graced us. The having chosen us.
The having blessed us with every blessing spiritual.
Every blessing spiritual. The things that we have in time in the earth, either we're going to depart from them or they will depart from us. But our actual essence is not physical, natural. Our actual essence, our actual stuff, if you will, is spiritual. In the heavenlies, all creation, spiritual blessing, are ours because of who we are. And we didn't make ourselves who we are. We were chosen, as the scripture will continually, amen, identify. All right, with all each and every blessing spiritual, where?
In the heavenlies in Christ.
The heavenlies and the heavenlies are in Christ. Verse 4.
As he chose us in him.
There it is.
Before the foundation of world.
Before the creation of the world and before the creation of time, he chose us in him. He chose us in him. Read that one more time, Ella.
As
he chose us in him. When?
Before foundation of world.
Before foundation of world or before creation of world.
To be us holy and unblemished.
That is a present infinitive. And in the English, we put two in the front of it, but it gives it a future connotation. Amen. It is a present infinitive right now, because we were wholly separated when he chose us in eternity. So we are, according to his choice of us, separated unto him. Yes. Being right now. You say, you mean how I messed up in my life? I'm chosen. I'm separated unto him. Yes. 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 Sin is sin. But we are having been chosen. God created evil for his purpose. God created Lucifer, the devil, whoever you want to call him, for his purpose of opposing him and showing a difference between he and his grace and goodness and kindness and love, and they representing just that, evil. God created and assigned to all humanity a depraved sin nature. Read Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all sinned and come short. The verb have is not in the original writings or context of that verse. All sin, aorist indicative, completed decree of God, all sin and come short. So the baby does not have to grow up to be a sinner, do sin to be a sinner. We are all sinners by decree. Hallelujah. Amen. In the Old Testament, I think it was David that wrote, amen, I was conceived in iniquity and in sin. Iniquity and in sin he was conceived. Hallelujah. All right, Elder, read on. Holy and what else?
Holy and unblemishable.
The actual us, we are unblemished. The sin nature is what we deal with temporarily. But this is not us. We are eternal spirit beings in the heavenlies in Christ. We are only manifested for testimony or evidence of what God has will and purpose, and to go through his processes according to that purpose. Amen. Read on, Ellen.
Unblemished before him in love.
Before him in love, what?
Predestinated us to adoption of sons.
Having predestinated us. Again, aorist tense. All of the mystery, the gospel, in which is the gospel of the grace of God. All of the mystery speaks of God's work in completion, especially regarding us, the body of Christ. In completion, we were, aorist tense, completed action in eternity. That's the only way you can all have an always was completed action, is in the eternal abode, eternal sphere. Predestinated, having predestinated,
yes,
us to what?
To adoption of sons.
Adoption of sons.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
What? To him.
To him. To our God and our Father.
According to the good pleasure of the will of him.
He didn't do it begrudgingly. According to the good pleasure of the will of him. He chose some and rejected others. All right. Verse 6, Elder. And all of this, we having been predestinated and chosen, and we are heirs of God. All of this is to what, Elder?
To praise of glory.
To praise of glory.
Of the grace of him.
Of the grace of him. I heard it said here from the pulpit on last Sunday by our pastor, that we, amen, are in the flesh like all, we that are Christ, are in the flesh like all the non-elect. We are assigned a sin nature and fall short like all of the non-elect. But Christ died, bore our sins. He died for us, the elect. And we are graced with salvation. We are not worthy without the grace of God, no merit of us. We would be just like them. No hope in the world. No hope. But we have hope. Christ Jesus is our hope. He's our life. He's our all. Hallelujah. He is. Read on, Elder. The glory of the grace of him.
Of which he favored us.
He favored us. Again, this is not in time. This is an aorist indicative. The aorist tense, again, is a completed action in eternity in the Greek language. We told you we exegete. Exegesis is only interpretation, literal interpretation. He favored us in eternity. And it's an indicative mood, according to the Greek grammar. Indicative mood is a fact. A fact, just like the aorist tense, signifies a thing that's done. God is not saving, dearly beloved. He is not saving and choosing today. He saved us. He chose us in eternity. The thing is, he placing us, assigning us in bodies in the earth, just like the non-elect. We might go through a time and a space not knowing that we belong to him. It does not make any difference that the babe or the little kid goes out of this world, amen, having not made a testimony of Christ. Because we were chosen, graced, no merit in him before creation. Before creation. We're going to let the word of God speak. He favored us. He graced us. In the what, Elder?
In the having been loved.
Perfect tense. Aorist tense. Completion. Completion. Perfect tense is a completed action. Again, the only place you can have a completed action is in eternal mode, eternal venue. Completed action with the results coming right down to the present, whenever the present is. Completed, the results remain.
Yes.
And then it has the passive voice. We didn't have to do anything. We couldn't anyway. Having a sin nature assigned us by God our Father in the flesh, we always fall short. Always. Hallelujah. And the fact that we moan and bemoan and cry and have sorrow, it shows, it speaks to who we are. Because of who we are, we disdain the evil.
Yes.
Propensity, the evil acts, and the Lord is faithful. He visits us, hallelujah, yes, to reassure us.
Amen.
That we belong to him. We could never make it on our own.
Glory.
We can't do enough, work enough, say enough, say it long enough, hallelujah, to deserve his grace and his mercy. And he has assigned a sinful nature. Just like evil, he created it. The devil, he created it. For the purpose which they serve, and it's all, even the sin nature in our flesh, unto his glory. All things are subservient to the glory of God. In the final analysis, he will have put down every opposing force. And eternal bliss is ours in consciousness. We are already but in consciousness. We have been given earthly physical consciousness to resonate in physicality and the things around us. But when these bodies may be having been destroyed, it already is, when it's manifested, these bodies are destroyed, to be absent from the body equals presence with the Lord. Hallelujah. And anything in a relationship or anything we have in this venue that we think we love so much, and we do, that we think we cannot be separated from, our eternal conscious abode trumps every relationship, trumps everything. If you think you love mama now, and you do, wait, the love of God perfected.
Oh, have mercy.
It's already perfected, but our consciences are here. This is why the reading, hallelujah, of eternal consciousness. We pray, God, that we can resonate with eternal, our eternal consciousness. It's ours. It's there. But God has given us in time, in creation, and in this cursed earth, He has given us physical, earthly consciousness to resonate in it with one another in physicality. But when our eternal consciousness is manifested, no love on earth can compare. No relationship on earth can compare the love that body members will have one to the other.
Oh my God.
No ethnicity to fight over. No my sister, my brother, my cousin to side with.
That's it.
Body members all. Equally eternally blessed. Equally. Ella, last verse.
Verse 7. Uh-huh. In whom we have the redemption through the blood of Him.
I want you to get this. In whom? In Christ. We have the redemption. According to the sin nature and sin in the flesh, we have the redemption, or we are bought back from that. This is why the song says, Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but what? He washed it white as snow. In whom we have, present indicative, a fact, a completed fact, a thing that's done. The redemption, how? Through the blood of Him. Our sin debt has been completely paid. All of it. All of it. The secret, the clandestine, the somber, ours, not theirs. That's why we are who we are. Mm-hmm. Ours have been completely paid. And we have His righteousness, His perfect righteousness.
Amen.
In whom we have the redemption. How? Through the blood of Him. What else do we have?
In whom we have the blood of Him, the forgiveness of trespasses.
Forgiveness of sins. All of them. What else?
According to the riches of the grace of Him.
According to the richness. Riches and richness are both nouns. That word is a noun in the Greek. But the richness would be the better rendition. The richness is one grace, but it's so abundantly over-adequate. Over-adequate. Where sin abound, what did much more abound? God's grace! Grace! No merit. All to Him. All to Him. God's grace.
Yes.
The forgiveness of trespasses according to the richness of the grace. No merit of us. The grace of Him. Hallelujah. Now I want to shed a little light, more light on election. Elder, turn to Thessalonians. Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5. We want to shed light on the contrast of the elect, that we are indeed chosen, elected, as opposed to the non-elect. You do not get saved. You can shake the preacher's hand or whatever, mourner's bench, repeat the sinner's prayer. That is not the basis of our salvation. Our salvation is that we were elected through the grace of Him. No doing of ours. Before time, in eternity. Ephesians 1 and 4 again. For we were chosen in Him before the foundation or creation of the world, being holy or separated unto Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of sonship. Mm-hmm. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, Elder. If you would. I'm sorry. First Thessalonians chapter 5. Mm-hmm. Amen. Verse 1.
King James or Greek?
Elder, go with the King James first.
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning with the first verse, King James translation.
All right.
But of the times and seasons, brethren,
mm-hmm.
you have no need that I write unto you.
Uh-huh.
For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.
All right. Paul had just come out of chapter 4 telling the Thessalonians, writing to the Thessalonian saints and to us, this is the mystery. This is our truth, our directives, our gospel to inform us. It's not to save us. We were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. But to inform us, the times of the seasons of the Lord's coming. He had just written to them, explained to them in chapter 4 regarding the coming of Christ or the coming of the Lord, of our being caught up unto Him, the Lord. Soft language. Now, he turns in contrast somewhat. Verse 2 says, for yourselves know accurately that day of the Lord, day of the Lord speaks of the Lord's power and might. It speaks of judgment. Day of Christ speaks of love and deliverance. The coming of the Lord in verse 4 for His own. The day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Sudden. Thief come. He don't sit there usually. He don't sit down and have coffee when he comes to steal and disrupt. He usually come, sweep in, and sweep out. The day of the Lord will be like that. It will be sudden. But the Thessalonians saint, and he had to write 2 Thessalonians to inform them. They had stopped working and everything. They thought that him saying the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, they thought that his sudden coming was his immediate coming. So they had stopped working. If the Lord's coming, why work? Wow, that does sound pretty decent. But how would bills get paid? All right. So, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. All right, you can go to the interlinear Greek text, Elder.
Verse 3 in the interlinear Greek.
Now we're doing a contrast. We're still showing election according to choice, God's choice. If you elect some, not all, then of necessity, some are not chosen, are not elected. We're going to let the Word of God speak to you today, scripturally. Scripturally exegeted and interpreted and proclaimed. Again, Elder, whenever what? Verse 3, 1 Thessalonians 5.
Whenever they say.
They say.
Peace and safety.
Whenever they say. Peace and safety. Not we say. Not our. Not us. We will have been taken out according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, throughout chapter 4. The Lord will come for us. And then, he continues in the narrative, contextually, whenever they say, now our peace is in Christ. Christ is our peace, irregardless of what's going on around us or in the world. He is our peace. But whenever they say, what, Elder?
Whenever they say, peace and safety.
Peace and safety.
Then sudden. Them comes on destruction.
Them comes on destruction. They and them. Not us. Amen. According to election. According to his grace, as he has chosen us in him before the creation of the world. All right? Whenever they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes on them. And what else?
As the birth pain to the pregnant woman.
Uh-huh.
And by no means.
Get this. And
may
by
they
no
escape.
Means, may they escape. Ella, hold that. Hold that. And read for me 1 Thessalonians 1 and 4, which is in our document, God's Sovereignty in Election to Salvation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4. Read that for me.
1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 4. Into the Greek?
In King James first.
1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
Verse 4. I wanted to read more, but I don't have 2 hours.
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4.
Yes.
Knowing brethren.
Beloved.
Your election of God.
Your choice of God. It's the genitive case. It's God's choice. Genitive case, possession or ownership. The choice of God. Knowing, brethren, beloved. Your choice of God. You are God's chosen.
Amen. Thank God.
All right. Now from the interlinear Greek text.
Interlinear Greek text.
Uh-huh.
Knowing, brothers.
Uh-huh.
Having been loved.
Having
Amen.
Been loved.
Thank God.
We were chosen in him before foundation of world, being the choice separated us. It's not in the way we look, carry ourselves, or dress, although we ought to act and dress circumspectly. But we were holy in the choice, separated. All right? Finish that, Ella. Brothers, having been loved, not in time, but in eternity.
By God, the choice of you.
By God, oh Lord. By God, having been loved by God, the choice of you. That's no difference from in Romans. I think Jacob, the Lord say, have I loved? Esau, have I hated? The two were twins, same mother, same father, twins. God chose Jacob, the schemer, and rejected Esau, that had the more circumspect manner and character. But God
before either could do anything good or bad, God graced Jacob and rejected Esau. It's not about what anyone would do or what we could do or would do. God graced salvation and sonship to us. Is that, did you finish that, Ella?
Yes.
All right, let's go back. Let's go back to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse. Read verse 3 again, and I won't comment. Verse 3 again.
First Thessalonians
5 and 3.
Chapter 5.
Verse 3, interlinear Greek text.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to point. As he read, I'm just going to use hand language.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm. Interlinear Greek text.
Interlinear Greek text.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they say peace and safety, then sudden them comes on destruction as the birth pain to the pregnant woman.
On them. Mm-hmm.
And by no means may they escape.
All right. Now, verse 4, interlinear Greek text, Ella.
Ye, but brothers, are not in the darkness.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, ye, but brothers, but ye, but, contrast, but ye, brothers, are what?
Are not in darkness.
As they are. Uh-huh.
In order that.
And for God's purpose that.
The day you as a thief should overtake.
That the day you as a thief may not, having overtaken. Everything regarding us is in completion. Stuff is not happening out of nothing as we go through. God has spoken everything into existence by a saying. Let me explain that a little bit. As we are assigned in time, in physicality, in bodies, everything regarding us is limited. Time, limited. Energy, limited. Tenure of breathing this air, limited. Everything is limited. Our God, even Christ, where we actually abide, unlimited. According to Hebrews 11 and 3, by faith we understand that the ages, all of them, the ages were created by and through a saying of God, so that the things being seen do not come out of things seen, other stuff seen. They come out of the saying. The ages are out of God's saying in that verse. One saying, everything in existence. One saying. We are limited in this venue, in these bodies, in this consciousness, we are limited in everything. But in our actual abode in the body of Christ, no limitation. No limitation. No tiring. No love falling off, growing cold, being withheld. Nothing in limitedness. God spoke all things into existence by one saying.
Yes.
That you, as a thief, that day may not, according to God's decree, nothing is happening regarding us or anything as we see it. Everything is out of the saying or God's decree. Everything. Our succession of this life.
Glory.
It's already been appointed. It already is. It just has not been manifested
Amen. Yes.
Verse 5, Elder.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
For all ye sons of light.
Hold it, Elder. For all ye, not them, not they, not those. For all ye sons of light. And that word light is from the Greek word phos. It's not a light you click on and cut it off. That's not the light talking about here. It's not the light of the sun and moon, things that were created and God commanded them light. That's not what it's talking about here. A corroboration will be in John, in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. The testimony of light coming into the world. Jesus Christ was that light. He was that phos. That light, the true light, that all light is illuminated from. True light illuminates us. It is not kindled or caused to come on. It is eternal light. So therefore, it is not quenched. It's eternal light. Eternal light. Always light. Eternal light is never quenched. Otherwise, you leave off the word eternal. That's what phos is. We are children of light. Phos. In actuality. I know in the flesh we came into the world, they spanked us, we cried, and we grew up, and here we are. But not phos. We are eternal children of God, children of light. That's what the Lord is informing us.
Yeah.
God's people do not know who we are.
Yes.
Sons of light are present indicative. Present indicative. A fact, indicative mood, and a fact is a thing that's done. Eternal light. No quenching. When we leave these bodies, we are manifested, shown, manifested consciously where we always are or were. Read on, Elder.
For all ye sons of light are and sons of day.
Sons of day. Uh-huh.
We are not of night.
We.
Nor of darkness.
Us. We. Us. They. Them. And God has so ordained it that we can't put or not put anyone down because he has not revealed unto us to know actually who children of light are. So if we tell somebody, I hope you burn in, all we're doing is just talking. We do not know. The evil is according to works in time. Those of us that have committed the evilest of works, we cannot say that they do not belong to the Lord. That is why the Lord put the example of the Apostle Paul in the scriptures. He made followers of Christ denounce Christ. Speak evil of Christ. Blaspheme that worthy name at the threat of that. If God does not uphold us, like those Christians that were thrown in the arenas and the lions set upon, as they looked unto heaven and praised God as they were being devoured by animals, if God does not uphold us, we serve to run faster than Peter. When they took the Lord from amongst them. Everything is according to God.
Amen.
We are not of the night, nor of darkness.
Yes. Amen.
Nor can we ever be. Present indicative. Read, Ella.
Therefore, mm-hmm. let us not sleep. Mm-hmm. As the rest,
mm-hmm.
but let us watch mm-hmm. and be sober.
Be alert, be sober. Mm-hmm.
For thus sleeping by night, verse 7,
mm-hmm.
For the sleeping by night,
not
sleep,
not abiding or praying God to give us eternal consciousness, although we are abiding in time in the matrix. God help us, give us eternal consciousness so we'll know the real. So we'll know really, truly what is and who we really, truly are. We're spiritual beings, sons of God, placed in bodies, in time, for God's purpose. Given sin natures in our flesh for testimony. And the main testimony is we can't make it. All to Jesus do we owe. Read, Ella.
Sober.
Being sober, being alert and aware, scripturally. Scripturally. As the Holy Spirit give enlightenment.
For the sleeping by night sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the being drunk by night are drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
But we, of day,
let us be sober.
Sober. Doing what?
Putting on a breastplate of faith and of love.
Hold it right there, Ella. Putting on. That's an aorist participle. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. It is not our faith that get us anything. If you think it's that, you're reading the wrong gospel. You're reading kingdom and not grace. Our afflictions and our believing has been graced unto us. Our believing in Christ, our faith has been graced unto us. Read Philippians 1:29, as well as our suffering. So when we suffer or facing suffering, God help us to say, not what is this, but what is this for? It's for Christ's sake. He suffered for us. We in identification are caused to suffer for his sake. In testimony of who we are. As who we are. Here we suffer. But actually, in eternal consciousness and abode, we have eternal life. Eternal joy. Finish that up, Ella.
And sober, putting on a breastplate of faith and of love and a helmet, hope of salvation. Verse 9?
Yes.
Because did not appoint us.
Did not appoint us.
God.
Again, aorist tense. We're the completeness of our gospel, because we are complete. Colossians 2, 9 and 10. We are having been completed in Christ. Everything here is for testimony. Everything. Testimony of what God has purposed for us to go through. Or we are course to go through. Did not appoint it, aorist tense, who?
God to wrath.
He did not appoint us. When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. God did not, aorist tense, because of who we are, not because of what we do. Aorist, before creation and before the creation of time, he did not appoint us. God did not appoint us to what, Elder?
To wrath.
To wrath.
But to attainment of salvation.
But. Now the King James say to obtain. Obtain, give the inference of something you get. Something you acquire by doing. That word, obtain, is a verb. But that word in the King James Bible is a noun. Obtain, as the King James Version uses, it's a verb. I know somebody gonna check me out when you get home. Let me tell you up front, I looked it up. Obtainment is a noun. That word, Greek word, is a noun. Obtainment. We received it. Everything we have was graced to us. The obtainment, what was given unto us. not the action word verb that we obtain. No. The obtainment of salvation through what?
Through the Lord of us, there Jesus Christ.
And it identifies him through the Lord of us. He gave. All right. That next verse, Elder.
The having died the, concerning us.
The having died. Having died. And we are in him. Our actual essence, our actual abode, our actual being is in Christ. Spirit, not flesh. And so many years from now, we'll see one by one that our actual abode is not in physicality, not. It's in eternality, spirituality, in eternality. Having died concerning who?
Having died concerning us.
Us, not them, not those. Election, choice. Finish that, Ellen.
In order that whether
order that,
we watch or we sleep, together with him we may live.
May live, having lived. Everything's completed concerning us. We're already glorified.
Thanks.
We have been justified. Hallelujah. Verse 11, and that'll be it. I forgot verse 11.
Therefore, comfort ye one another.
Comfort ye one
and
another.
And edify ye.
And build up one another.
One the other, as indeed
as
ye
indeed
do.
Ye do. With these words, our gospel, our truth, our contract or covenant, amen, is in the mystery of truth. That volume of truth that our resurrected, glorified Lord Jesus Christ pulled Paul aside and delivered unto him to give to the grace church as our directives.
Thank God.
We're the grace church.
Thank God.
And we are the recipients and products of grace. It's all of grace.
Amen.
It never reverts to law or kingdom. It's always grace, grace, grace. You dig, you scratch, you. It's grace. No merit. All to him we owe. All right, we're going to leave God's word with you. This time I was watching the clock. And may God bless and keep you and enlighten you according to who we are and what we have. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.